Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to San Clemente Punk, proudly part of the Fight Morse Radio Network here on blogtalkradio.com. San Clemente Punk, this is San Clemente Punk for February 3rd of 2014. Fight Morse Radio Network is a five-day-a-week network with San Clemente Punk on Monday, replays of Big Dog Radio with Big Dog Benny Henderson on Tuesday. Wednesday night is Sports Night with Tommy G, where Tommy G, Don Henderson, and Butch discuss the happenings in the world of sports. Thursday night is McGee's Back Room, which is a very eclectic mix of different genres and music, and you learn a lot on that show. It's the best show on the Fight Morse Radio Network on Thursdays. Friday is replays of the All Hail Hair show, which was the most popular show on the Fight Morse Radio Network that my brother used to do prior to his murder in June of 2011. And then Saturday is the flagship of Fight Morse Radio Network with Fight Morse, where Ty, Zito, and Butch discuss the happenings in the world of boxing and MMA. I'm going to call in and heckle him about Floyd Mayweather dropping $10.4 million on the Denver Broncos last night in the slaughter. Anyway, this is San Clemente Punk. We are going to feature tonight again. We're going to play six songs off the Balls Out Records 2013 mixtape, which features the bands that are on the label, those being Brute Force, Drunk as Shit, The Hung-Ups, Never Say Never, Rend in Terror, and No Cover. You can get this on the Balls Out website. That's B-A-L-L-Z Out Records website. If you go to www.ballsoutrecords.com. You can purchase that. You can purchase merch from the bands as well. We're going to get into some of those songs later. We're going to start off tonight, though, with a band that will be returning to Punk Rock Bowling this year. This is The Addicts with Viva La Revolution.
Come out of the hole, come out of the woodwork, come into the fold. Devils and fighters and lights to do. Night with the bandits, top of the hill. Open your windows, open your doors. Open your mind to a freedom of thought. Like a dream, that's the street side.
was the Addicts with Viva La Revolution. We're going to move, yeah, I guess we are. We're going to jump into a song by a band that I, like I said before, I just love this song, and somebody asked me to play it, so I said yes. This is Long Shot with Word to the Wise.
I miss the day! You die.
Longshot, which is a hardcore band out of Boston, the Boston area, Boston, Massachusetts. I thought they had broken up, but apparently they just went on a very short hiatus, and they are back. I'm trying to get some of the new stuff, but I happen to love that fucking song. We're going to move on now to a bit of emo stuff. Somebody asked me to play a couple more new wave. We used to call it new wave back then, but it was kind of, well, fuck it, it's new wave. Joy Division, formed in 1976, originally as Warsaw, with Ian Curtis, Bernard Sumner, Peter Hook, and Stephen Morris. The band was only around a very short time, from 76 to 80. That's due to the fact that in May 1980, Ian Curtis committed suicide when the band was about to embark on their U.S. tour. And posthumously, the song Love Will Tear Us Apart, which became the biggest hit for the band, came out. Even though they'd already made the video and everything, it came out, and it was a huge hit. The remaining members, then Bernard Sumner, Peter Hook, and Stephen Morris, then formed New Order, which, you know, of course, went on to fame themselves and are still around, still doing shows and playing music and stuff. This, though, is Joy Division with their highest ever charting song. This is Love Will Tear Us Apart. Okay, that was Ian Curtis and Joy Division. Like I said, they can't say broke up. They dissolved when Ian Curtis took his life. We're going to move on to the Afghan Whigs, which is an American rock. Well, they're kind of new wavy. They're from Cincinnati, Ohio. They originally were around from 86 to 2001. Broke up, got all pissy with each other. And actually, Greg Dooley, who was the vocals and rhythm guitarist, said he'd never get back together with them. But then in 2012, they reunited for some concerts. And they've actually announced that they will be releasing a new album. They announced January 27th of this year that they'll be releasing a new album on Sub Pop. So this is the Afghan Whigs with Hated. God, we're all waiting with bated breath for their new album. They were halfway decent. This is Jawbreaker. We had Adam Failer on, who was drummer for Jawbreaker, and then went on to Jay Church, a couple other things. There's always hints and innuendos and stuff like that. And Jawbreaker's going to come back, oh, they're not, blah blah blah. I know that. Discord just put out their first album. This is actually off of a demo album, though, their very first demo that I had from way back that my mom found and had it transferred to MP3. This is Jawbreaker with Equalized. City band led by Devin or Dave Devi Metal. Anyway, they broke up a couple years ago, and I still have some of their stuff, and I really like it. This is Killbot with Kill the Priest.
What an excellent day for an exorcism. Don't believe a single word you say.
Arms of Hell, Terror.
Kill the Priest by Killbot. I only got to see those guys play twice. I wish I got to see them play more. They were a really good band. No word of any kind of reunion, which really sucks. Next up is a band, A Pale Horse Named Death, which when Sal Abrusco, who was the drummer for Typo Negative, when Typo Negative came to an end due to the fact that Peter Steele died in April of 2010, they just stopped. A Pale Horse Named Death rose from the ashes of Sal Abrusco, who was one of the drummers, decided to start a band called A Pale Horse Named Death. And Hell Will Follow Me was released in 2011, and it actually was very well received critically. Lay My Soul to Waste came out about a year ago, although I don't have that one. I used to. That album was actually, that CD was actually stolen. There's A Pale Horse Named Death with Serial Killer. This is off of their first album, though. And Hell Will Follow Me.
Devil itself, but I'm the one they call the killer.
There's a lot of crows on the end of that. That was A Pale Horse Named Death. This is... Wait, where is it?
Frank, you dirty son of a bitch!
Ah. Okay. This is Narwhal's Old Brave New World.
Every single story told is a record of war. I will patronize with hope. Scratch slogans on your wall. We can bargain for more. Always let us surely fall. It's the criminals that think we're always good but never score. We never score.
Thank you.
Echoes, which was a band out of Wallingford, England, or Watford, England. Narwhals is actually out of England as well. They started out in 2005 when my dad Joe broke up. And, you know, they've had good press, bad press. I like their stuff. Orchestra of Wolves was a great album. Great Britain was a good album. You know, some of their newer stuff, yeah, there's been some people, it was, you know, it's decent. I'll give you that. Death is Birth is a decent album. They are supposedly working on a new album as well. We're going to go to Gangrene. Gangrene is a band out of Braintree, Massachusetts. Chris Daugherty, Bill Manley, Mike Dean started the band in 80. They broke up in 84, got back together in 85, broke up in 92, got back together in 96, broke up in 98. 2001, they reformed more for one-offs and a couple small tours. They haven't really done anything since 2007. They'll do a couple one-offs here and there. But Another Wasted Night came out in 1986, and that was really their biggest album to date. It had Another Wasted Night, Voices Carry, which is a cover of Amy Mann, which actually got quite a bit of college radio play. Alcohol, LDSB, which was on the cassette only, if you're lucky enough to have that. 19th Hole. But anyway, Skate to Hell was on there. This song was also on there. This is Gangrene with Another Wasted Night.
Thank you.
Some of their stuff. Bob Corporation's a pretty good song, but anyway, we're going to move on now to Stellar Corpses. Stellar Corpses is on Chapter 11 record label. Chapter 11 is part of Corpidus. If you go to corpidus.com, you can see the, well, let me go to it right now. Corpidus.com is kind of a clearing, I don't want to say clearinghouse, but it's a lot of it's a lot of record labels all in one spot. It's corpitus.com. Chapter 11 is the record label that the Stellar Corpses are on, but they also have Contra Records, Downtown Academy, Dirty Mick Records, Falsified Records, GMM Records, Half Pint Records, Hammersmith Records, Hostage Records, Longshot Music, which sent me a care package that had every album, just a great OI label. And I'm going to get the owner of Longshot on there, on here on my show, and we're going to go through, you know, his catalog and interview some of his bands. Custom Fit is a female-fronted OI band that is on Chapter 11. I'm actually going to get them on for an interview, and I'm going to get the guys from Stellar Corpses on for an interview. But this is Stellar Corpses, which a song that's been played a lot on Faction on XM Radio. This is Dead Star Driving. Driving, and like I said, that band is on the Chapter 11 record label, and you can check that out at Corpitus, corpitus.com. You can there's a lot of bands on there that you need to check out on the Chapter 11 record label. Static Thought. Move on to Static Thought. Started out in 2000 with Travis Durant, Eric Erbach, Charlie Vincent, and then they broke up actually in 2012. Yeah, they self-released Static Thought, which was a self-named album. They signed to Hellcat in 2006, and did a couple of tours. The members were Eric Erbach, Johan Hill, Aaron Yotes, and Drew Suva. I know these guys. I'm killing their names, and I'm really sorry. We had Eric on a couple months ago with his new band, and then Johan's actually playing in Diego's Umbrella. This, though, is Static Thought with track 2.
creation, so the fact that they burn the money is ironic. They just want to see what happens when they tear the world apart. They want to change things.
Okay, that was Static Thought, and that was off their self-released album, Static Thought. Husker Du's New Day Rising, the song was called one of the 100 greatest guitar songs of all times, although the album came out in 85, New Day Rising. The song New Day Rising was included, of course, as the first the title track. It was written by Bob Mould. The band at the time was Bob Mould, Grant Hart, Greg Norden. There's not really any rumors about those guys reuniting, although it would be great if they did. This is Husker Du with New Day Rising. That was Husker Du with New Day Rising. Drug Lords of the Avenue is a band that Johnny T. Bucks from Swing Gutters actually was asked to join. He didn't form it. It's a side project, although he sings for them. He said when I had him on the show and we interviewed him, he said that this is hardcore voice. This is Drug Lords of the Avenue with This Is a Pig. Do search again instead. No, This Is a Pig. Drug Lords of the Avenue.
This is a pig.
What you do to me?
This is a pig.
What you do to me?
This is a pig.
What you do to me?
This is a pig.
What you do to me?
This is a pig.
Right in the middle of a fucking biggest baby boom. Even though it's our boy, that's just the justice soon. I'm looking for a girl, my way, sister. Big money and a family don't count, mister. I'm a dirty. This is a big with a dynamite. I jumped around.
Forever.
With better sound.
Forever.
You too. Don't turn around. I jumped around.
Forever.
With better pound.
Forever.
You too. Don't turn around.
couldn't decide, I decided I'm going to blame both. It's drug lords, the avenue we search again.
All my life I've been searching around the bend. You can tell my wife, but please don't you tell my friend. All my life sending signals to a standard body. Come on, wife, got a signal in a rumba cutty. All my life I've been trying not to offend. All my life, search, search, search again. All my life, all my life, all my life, search, search, search again. All my life, all my life, all my life, search again. All this time I've been thinking that it's the end. You can sell my crap, but please don't you sell a trend. All this time saving money on the biggest bargain. All this time shaving cronies with the wicked jargon. All this time is beginning to weaken. All my life, search, search, search again. All my life, all my life, all my life, search, search, search again. All my life, all my life, all my life, search again. All I can be is not just who I am. You can put a slow squeeze on another scam. All I can do is sit and watch a pleasure job. All I can do is shit and stock and beg a lot. All I can do will be who I am. All my life, search, search, search again. All my life, all my life, all my life, search, search, search again. All my life, all my life, all my life, search again. All my life, search again. All my life, search again.
Okay, you decide. Which one did you like better? Yeah, I'm going to play this because it's my show and I play whatever the fuck I want. This is Faith No More with A Small Victory.
My friend.
Okay. That was Faith No More. We're going to move on to Evacuate. Evacuate is a band that Mike Virus formed after he moved out to Southern California. Mike Virus, of course, was in the Virus, and then he was in Cheap Sex, and then he formed Evacuate. They joined up with the Bad English and the Virus, and they're doing a West Coast tour this year. They're also writing. The band consists of Mike Virus, Carlos, Riff, Tony, Kevin, and Kevin K. Started out in 2007. They were on Tang and Joe Pogo Records, and now they're on Evacuate Records, which is Mike's own label. The Endless War EP came out and just blew up for these guys. Their albums have been, in 2007 they put out a demo, but the albums have been Evacuate, Endless War, 2012 LP, Our Lives, Rage, and then Blood Money, which Our Lives, Rage is coming out with only 250 copies being released, and then Blood Money is being released in 2014 as well. This is Evacuate with Price We Pay. Evacuate. Eric Vaughn was on about a month and a half ago as my guest. Great guest, by the way, and I really enjoyed interviewing Erie. This is Erie's own album when he put out an album. This is his own music. This is Erie Vaughn with Good. Tonight with focusing on the 2013 mixtape that Balls Out Records put out. You can find it at BallsOutRecords at the Balls Out Records with a Z, BallsOutRecords.com. The CD or the comp features Brute Force, Rend and Terror, The Hung Ups, Drunk as Shit, Never Say Never, and No Cover. We'll be playing a song from each one of those guys. We are going to... this is in... Because I don't have Red Hot Chili Peppers on here, and I never will, because I think they're a bunch of chodes. At one point in time, Flea actually played with Lee Ving in Fear. And then, you know, everybody's got the pictures up about the Super Bowl where Flea didn't have his bass plugged in. I don't give a shit. They're hacks. This is Fear with I Love Living in the City. Three-piece out of Logan, Utah. Gavin Mescal is on guitars and vocals. Colton Anderson. Hold on. I screwed that up. Okay, there we go. Gavin Mescal. Gavin Mescal and Josh Mescal, brothers, are guitar, vocals, and drums. At Josh's drums. Adam Stiletto is the manager, rather. And Colton Anderson is bass. They started out in 2013, I think. 2011. Sorry, I don't have a lot on these guys, but I'm really impressed with what they put out. Actually, they're not brothers. Gavin and Josh are cousins. Anyway, I think I'm going to have Adam or Gavin or one of those guys on next week to talk about their band. Gavin and Josh apparently have been playing for quite a while, and they picked up Colton and started Romper Stompers. Romper Stompers will be playing February 15th at Y Sound with Rome Rebellion. Sorry, I don't have the same. Anyway, this is Romper Stomper with let's just spit on it. Thank you. Okay, that is the Romper Stompers out of Logan, Utah. I'm actually really impressed with what those guys put out. And just more background, sorry I fumbled through it earlier. Gavin and Josh are cousins, and, you know, we're just playing separately. Gavin, like I said, guitar and vocals, Josh on drums. And about 2 years ago, got to Gavin and said, hey, let's start a band. They grabbed Colton Anderson as bass. And really weren't doing a whole lot, you know, wrote a bunch of songs and stuff. Then Adam Stiletto came along and said, hey, let's get your guys' shit on the road. They played several shows here and there. Anyway, they are on the road now to success, I'm thinking. They got a great sound. They will be playing, like I said, February 15th. With Rum Rebellion at Y Sound. That's at 30 Federal Way. It'll be the Romper Stompers, Resistor Radio, and Rum Rebellion. It's $8 in Logan. Should be a great time. Greg, one of the members of Rum Rebellion, is actually from Logan. I will be playing those guys more in the next couple weeks. That was Spit On It at the title track of the EP. So we are going to move on now to, we got enough time? Yeah, you know what, we're going to move on to this is a Balls Out Records 2013 mixtape. Like I said, you can find it at ballsoutrecords.com. That's B-A-L-L-Z, outrecords.com, ballsoutrecords.com. The, last week we played Brute Force. Which one did we play last week? Let me get up to it. Savage Blood Rite. This is their second song on the album. This is Brute Force with Reactor. that was Brute Force with Reactor, which is their second offering on the Balls Out Records mixtape, first one being Savage Blood Reich. I played that last week. Actually, Reactor's the first song on the album. Ren and Terror, which featured Marky Terror, Pharaoh, Bazooka Jane is what she calls herself now, but Riley, and Jeremy were around for about a year and a half, 2 years. They broke up. Mark is trying to get Jeremy and a couple other people back together to reform Ren and Terror. Anyway, Ren and Terror had two offerings, Veal and Everything. I played Everything last week, so we're going to play their second song, which is their first song, actually. This is Ren and Terror with Veal. Success. They're pretty big in Japan. I know that's kind of big in Japan. Anyway, this is the Hung Ups with Stranger to Sobriety.
Getting home, drunk from the bar. I just saw another bullet in his car. Fuck you, I don't give a shit. Pull me over, you fucking prick. Cause I'm a stranger to sobriety. I'm a danger to society. I'm a stranger to sobriety. So I'm a danger to society. Getting young, drunk from the bar. I just call that same police car. I whip for him to turn around. Those fuckers think they own this town. Cause I'm a stranger to sobriety. So I'm a danger to society. When you're a stranger to sobriety, you're a danger to society. Sobriety.
Okay. That was the second offering of no, that's the first offering of them, too. Okay. I did the second song from each band last week. That was Hung Up for Stranger to Sobriety. Teenage Politics was the song I did last week. And like I said, this is off the Balls Out Records mixtape. We're going to move on to Drunk as Shit, which I did We Are DAS last week. Drunk as Shit on Friday played a, and you can find Drunk as Shit, Brute Force, Ren and Terra, I don't think has a Facebook. I think they still have a MySpace. But anyway, Drunk as Shit has a Facebook page. You can go to them. They are by far my favorite band in Salt Lake. Very, very good band. Just put out their debut album, Drunk Punk Thrash, or Trash, rather, Drunk Punk Trash. On Friday, they played a Dipped in Whiskey's album release, which they absolutely killed. These guys are so great live. A lot of energy, good street punk. The band consists of JD, Justin on guitar, Farrell on vocals, Dallas on drums, Preston on bass, and Balls on guitar, Cole on guitar. They started out in about 2008, and I saw them their first ever show. They played with Combat Crisis at One Mind Studio. This, though, is Drunk as Shit with Mobb Deep. That was Drunk as Shit with their first offering, but second one I played off of the comp with Mobb Deep, or first offering, Sorry. That was our first song on the album. Like I said, you can find it. It's the Balls Out Records mixtape. Balls Out Records, B-A-L-L-Z, Out Records. Band is Never Say Never. Never Say Never has been around for quite a while, and they don't have Facebook either, but they do have NeverSayNeverPunks.com. Anyway, Never Say Never is back together. They went on a hiatus. They didn't break up. They went on a hiatus for a short while. But the band is now back together and playing. The band is a three-piece now, with Tyler having left, who was the other, who was a rhythm guitarist. The band now consists of Balls on vocals, Drell on vocals and bass, and Trevor on drums. This is Never Say Never with, and I've played Beat the Bastards, their cover Beat the Bastards a bunch. Last week I played Grave Envy. This is Never Say Never's offering on Balls Out Records, their first offering. This is You Cannot Kill What Does Not Die. No Cover, which is the brainchild and inner workings of Balls and Pharaoh. The last week I played Coming Up, and I'm very impressed with what those guys have. and what they've done. Unfortunately, their bassist moved to South Dakota, so they won't. I think it was South Dakota, so they won't be. Well, they're looking for a bass player, which is good because I really like what they had. This is the last song of the show with Balls Out Bop. We're working on. I was contacted today by a guy named Stan Mueller, who's working on the story of Ill Repute, which was an hardcore band. But we're going to finish off tonight with No Cover. This is No Cover with Balls Out Bop. Thanks for listening tonight, guys. This show and every show on the Fighting Words Radio Network is dedicated to the memory of my brother, Robert Anthony Carroll, who was the founder and creator of the Fighting Words Radio Network, who was murdered June of 2011. Thanks for listening, guys. This is No Cover with Balls Out Bop.